The 92nd Annual American Farm Bureau Federation meeting has been taking place this week in Atlanta, Georgia, and one speaker at the event was recent outgoing Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Charles Bronson. His main topic was on EPA's efforts to establish numeric nutrient criteria, and I caught up with him afterwards as he said they are waiting on the courts on the issue.
We know that this will probably go to the Supreme Court of the country. It should, because this is a national issue that's going to affect every single person in every single state in the country. If the cost of farming gets so expensive and or hundreds of thousands of dollars a day in fines by state or federal EPA, no farmer can afford to farm at that level. And so common sense along with science needs to be the driving force.
Bronson said there are a lot of questions that need to be asked, but doesn't feel EPA has the answers. So for now, he said growers need to continue producing food as normal.
But there is a time coming when farmers are going to be unable to produce because they can't afford to farm at these kind of prices. They're doing good to make a little money now, if not break even. Yeah, that's just going to break the back of agriculture production in this country.
But even though he is no longer Florida's Ag Commissioner, he said rest assured this will continue to be a major issue for new Commissioner Adam Putnam.
Absolutely. I think Adam and the Department of Agriculture at the state of Florida will continue this fight. We got into it along with Bill McCollum in the Attorney General's office. I believe Pam Bondi, along with Adam Putnam as Commissioner of Agriculture, will carry this on to make sure that the legal fight does not end just because somebody says there ought to be a winner and the people are going to win. We don't think the people are going to win under this scenario, because if there's no food being produced, people can't win under that. You got to have food to eat. And I don't care what the environmental extremists say, you still have to have food and water. And if they're going to cause people to pay that kind of money, we'll be spending all of our money on food and water. We won't have any expendable money to spend on anything else.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.